you can start your day off right. When you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Anybody happen to see Anže Kopitar's goal the other night in Edmonton, the overtime shot? He got a beautiful touch pass off the left boards, sprung himself, had just enough space to make it a partial break, and just fired a bullet into the top far corner. The way a first ballot Hall of Famer does. A great moment involving a great player on the greatest stage in this beautiful sport. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. I'm a Kopitar guy. I'd never hidden that from anybody. I've seen him do things, including in person, including as a member of Team Slovenia, a country in the Balkans that is the population size of Allegheny County. And here's Kopitar out there with like a handful of dudes who know how to skate forward and backward at the only rink in all of Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia. And he was just shutting down the Russians, and he's doing it right in front of Vladimir Putin, who's watching from behind the one net. Just blown away by this player. Those players, the Kopitars, the Connor McDavids, the Nathan McKinnons. And if you want to, you can throw Austin Matthews into that just because he's such an extraordinary regular season scorer, achieving 69 goals this season. And then a beauty to beat Boston the other night. These players belong in this tournament with, I would say, very few exceptions. If you work your way around the world of sports, will you see truly great players not be in the main event? The best example, and I guess it's the most obvious one, is basketball. In the NBA, you have five guys per team, five starters. So your star player, and this is proven metrically, is going to have an outsized impact on the game compared to what they might in another sport. And the same kind of goes for quarterbacks and pitchers because of the immense specific control that they have over a game. In hockey, it's not as easy. It's not as easy. Even the greatest forwards are one skater out of 18. I want Sidney Crosby back in the playoffs. Now, I couldn't be stating something more plain, something more, no duh, dude, this is what you've got for a subject today. But when I watch these playoffs, to me, it's not Pittsburgh that's missing. It's Sid. It's not the Penguins' streak or the Penguins' marquee value that's missing. It's Sid being able to do what Kopitar did the other night with the whole hockey world watching and applauding. The fact that these games are going on right now, some great games involving potentially great teams, and definitely some great players, without Sid is so awkward that I don't even know where to begin. I mean, at least Alexander Ovechkin is in the tournament. He hasn't played well, but he's there. You don't have to ask as a, let's say, a casual or a passerby hockey fan who's just turning it on. Where's Ovi, or where's that Russian guy for Washington who's chasing Wayne Gretzky? You don't have to ask that. He's there. I'm not about to criticize, believe me, the NHL's playoff format. I know there's a lot of discussion, especially since the league continues to both expand and talk about expanding even further to as many as 36 teams, that the playoff field would change. Gary Bettman said the other day on the eve of the playoffs that there won't be any change. It's going to be 16 teams for the foreseeable future, no matter how much the league grows. And I don't see eye to eye with that guy all that often, but I'm 100% behind that. I didn't even like when they expanded for COVID purposes. But this team, the one that's based here, needs to get back into the playoffs, and it might need to do so without necessarily worrying about how many rounds deep can we go, or is this team good enough to win it all? I don't know that that time frame exists. Sid's got another year on his contract. Let's say he signs for an additional two or three, tries to match up with whatever it is that Chris Letang's got going on, where Tanger's going to play till he's 40, which he actually will. I don't know that it needs to be a go-for-broke approach. I don't know that it needs to be, let's just sell off everything that we can for this purpose or that purpose, even if it's for getting younger. In other words, you can sell draft picks off for prospects. I don't know that you need anything excessive, but you need to get in, because you never know what can happen when you get in. I'll bring up the Florida Panthers yet again. They sneaked in last season only by virtue of the Penguins somehow losing at home to the Rockford Ice Hogs. The Panthers never should have been a participant. We never should have seen Sergei Bobrovsky rise up the way he did. We never should have seen Matthew Tkachuk look like that one player that every team in the league would trade anybody for in the moment. The Panthers came together as no other team did, including the eventual champions. They really, really pulled off something special. Why? They had the opportunity. And they had great players who needed the stage to show that they were that. Now, Sid doesn't need to show anybody anything. But get him in. That's not asking a lot. Get him in. Half the league makes it. When we come back, J1Q.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's J1Q comes from Cody, who says, DK, if you think that Tristan Jarry's contract is so bad and untradeable, I suggest you take another look at the goaltending market. See what deals teams were willing to give Elvis Merzlikins, John Gibson, Cal Peterson, Jonas Korpisalo, Ville Husso, Jack Campbell. Mind you, those deals were signed before the big salary cap jump that's occurring this offseason. It's actually not that big, but we'll get there. Making Jarry's cap hit even more attractive. If they want to get rid of Jarry, it would be as easy as sending him to Toronto, New Jersey, Detroit, Minnesota, or Colorado for nothing. Cody, I hope you're right. I hope you are. I don't think you are, but that's just an opinion on my part, and yours is just an opinion on yours. We'll see how that ends up playing out. I do get the sense, and this would bolster your case more than mine, that the Penguins didn't try particularly hard, if at all, to move Jarry at the most recent NHL trade deadline. I don't know why they tried to move other guys. They did move a couple, one of them in particular, but they still have Jarry. They still have that contract, and they still have, I hate to say this, and this isn't attaching the entirety of Jarry's career to Kyle Dubas, because that wouldn't be fair. Dubas has presided over 1 year of it, but they still have that player who's yet to make that big step, who's yet to become that guy. Even in this scenario, look, I don't mean to diminish Alex Nedeljkovic or his career, or certainly not what he did for the Penguins over the past few months. But there's no way Ned should come in and be able to take that job the way he did. There's no way that Ned should be able to assert himself as the clear number one goaltender in a time of desperation. And oh, by the way, a successful span of desperation hockey in which the Penguins were beating some of the very best teams in the NHL in their own rinks, while Jarry just sat there. Night after night after night. And the part that you don't see, and I do being a reporter, is all the extra time that Jarry spends on the rink, as all backup goaltenders do, taking extra shots, working with the healthy scratches. It's kind of, look, the work pays well, but it's some pretty crappy work. And that's what he was doing out there. You're watching him, and you're seeing this $5 million goaltender basically doing the equivalent of scooping up baseballs after batting practice. And don't think for a second, by the way, that teams around the league don't know this. They don't get their information by just seeing somebody a time or two during the season. They all have advanced scouts. They all have video studies. They all have analytical studies now. All of them. All of them. But they also can see the human patterns involved. They can see that every time things get significant for the Penguins, that they go with somebody else. Once more, though, look, I hope you're right. What's more, I hope Dubas acts on what you're saying. I could live with a goaltending tandem next season if, this is a big if, Joel Blomqvist shows that he can make the jump and that he won't get buried as a backup in which he doesn't have a chance to continue to blossom himself. I could live with a Blomqvist and Nedeljkovic start to the goaltending. And I could definitely live with what could be done with all that cap savings you'd get from getting rid of Jarry. I appreciate the question. I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We're going to do another one of these on Monday.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.